Jen Hildebrand's home was one of the most photographed in Galena this spring. Already in rough shape, the house sat immersed in a flood-formed lake for weeks.
I always prayed to God for a new house. I just didn't think it was going to take out the whole town to get it.
Hildebrand happily watches as a forklift swings trusses into place on her new house. The small three-bedroom, designed by the Fairbanks-based Cole Climate Housing Research Center, sits atop a high mound of gravel and steel pilings.
So you're going to be high and dry, you think, no matter what?
I'm going to see that next flood coming on that river.
The new house will also be super energy efficient, a village dream home. But Hildebrand, like many Galena residents, had to negotiate a web of bureaucracy and programs to finance it.
There's always a catch. If you're eligible, you got to do this, you got to do that, but then you can't get this. Yeah, I had to fight for it. We all did.
I was crying for you yesterday.
Oh, no more crying.
No.
Neighbor Frida Beasley checks in on the progress, happy for her friend and sad about her own situation.
It was a frustrating summer, battling with the insurance company, with FEMA and SBA, and the misunderstanding and how well you have to read between the lines, you know, and how frustrating it is to get all those phone calls of a rejection. Right at the very first meeting, FEMA told us all of us were going to get, you know, almost like $32,000.
Beasley says an income cap and flood insurance disqualified she and her husband from getting the government payout. They're using insurance money and a bank loan to rebuild, but complications have delayed the project until next summer. So like many, they're staying in a relative's home.
There are people that are couch surfing.
Carl Edwards heads up flood recovery for the state of Alaska.
A lot of people prefer to stay with relatives than be in a shelter or somewhere else. And we're trying to help them all.
Edwards acknowledges some people have fallen through the cracks.
Unfortunately, that is true.
But he points to the success stories, knowing winter is bringing the rebuilding season to an end.
We have got some people back into their homes. We do have some homes completed. We have about a week left of large teams here in Galena working. So they're trying to wrap up as much as they can before they leave. And the goal or the hope is that they can at least get shells on houses so that people can do inside work through the winter.
Edwards credits numerous volunteer crews from faith-based organizations who have helped people rebuild. The state, FEMA, Salvation Army, AmeriCorps, and other government and tribal organizations also provide food, clothing, and temporary housing. Local teacher Adriana Hevesy was a renter who lost her place in the flood and is one of 20 or so living at a shelter.
I have a job. This is home to me. So why should I move? You know, my son is graduating this year. I mean, this is his home. This, you know, his friends are here. I mean, so we're trying to stay.
Hevesy doesn't blame the government for some people's struggle to recover from the flood.
I don't expect the government to give me anything. So whatever I got, I was thankful. You know, it was unfortunate what happened. Things happen in life. You know, you just have to be resilient and do the best you can.
Hevesy has purchased a heavily damaged home with plans to rebuild it. That kind of self-reliance is taken to the extreme in another Galena housing project.
Absolutely zero help of any sort.
Jake Pogrebinski is aiding friend Gilbert Huntington put together a log cabin, a labor-intensive endeavor pursued without any government assistance. The locally cut wood shines bright from hours of work using machinery the men cobbled back together after the flood.
Everything we used was drowned out. This forklift has drowned. The mill that we used to mill the logs has drowned. This is why we're both staggering, you know, with exhaustion.
Pogrebinski says he'll get to fixing up his own place next summer, a plan many Galena residents have not adopted by choice. In Galena, I'm Dan Bross.